The assailant, who stormed the Gama Ali Childhood Development Program Center and stabbed at least four children to death, had visited the school 2 days ago seeking admission for his child. Kampala Metropolitan Police spokesperson Rachel Kawala identified the assailant as Christopher Kelo Onyu, 34, from Nwaya District, who gained access to Gowa Early Childhood Development Center yesterday, brutally stabbed and killed Ryan Odeke, 1.5 years old, Jordan Eteko, 2.5 years old, Keisha Alungat, 2 years old, and the Eginyosa Serunyange, 2 years old. Mr. Mark Waingana, the Deputy Resident City Commissioner of Makindye, was concerned about the unclear circumstances surrounding the killer's undetected entry into the premises and access to the children's area despite school security presence. Mr. Waingana speaking.
Still, the laxity in schools, there's need to beef up security in all schools, not only in Makindye, but in Tyre, in the whole country. So there's need, but even here, we have seen and established that there's not even a security guard here. So I'm wondering, where did this man pass with three pangas when there's a security guard here at school?
May the souls of the deceased rest in peace. Kenyans motorists have begun crossing into Uganda in search of cheaper fuel at the pump station in the border district of Busia. They say the prices in Uganda seem to be lower than those in their country, whose fuel prices per a litre have gone to an equivalent of between 6,000 and 6,900 Ugandan shillings. As fuel prices increase in most countries, a section of Kenyans from Busia County and other neighboring countries in Kenya have resorted to fueling their vehicles and motorcycles in Uganda, while others across the porous borders with jerry cans to buy fuel.